You're listening to KRCU, and I'm joined in the studios now by Dr. Carlos Vargas, president of Southeast Missouri State University. He stops by every month to bring us up to date on what's happening at the institution. Dr. Vargas, welcome once again.
Dan, thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Let's start with the recent news about the rape case at Stanford University. In that case, there has been a national uproar because some have said the student convicted of assaulting an unconscious woman behind a dumpster on campus was too lenient. This is a serious topic, to be sure. I wanted to ask you how our university handles these types of situations, and it just so happens that Southeast has produced a new brochure to help students and faculty navigate through this area. So why don't you tell us more about that?
This brochure is a very simple-to-read brochure that essentially gives students an opportunity to understand what they need to know, and not only students, everybody in the community, what they need to know about sexual discrimination, the harassment, violence, stalking, and relationship violence. It's a way to bring items of importance to everybody so that they understand what they're dealing with these days when sexual violence has become such an important topic of conversation on campuses. We're very serious about this. This is all part of the so-called Title IX legislation that we are all supposed to be operating under. Title IX is oftentimes seen as something that affects athletics, but in reality, it's not. It affects anybody in every area of the university, and that's one of the things that this brochure is also helping us do, is to communicate clearly what Title IX is all about and what responsibilities we as an institution have and how we should follow up. I mean, institutions need to be responsive to these things. We cannot just ignore or assume that things are not important. Things are changing, and we need to be responsive to the impression that the students get and the parents who send their kids to study at our university. So they need to understand that we're serious about helping students and everybody on campus be safe.
We had a recent Board of Regents meeting. A lot of things were done at that meeting. Let's start by talking about the budget for next fiscal year, FY17.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We had a number of items at the Board of Regents meeting. I guess it might be useful for our listeners to know that we have an operating budget of about $114 million. And then we have almost $40 million in auxiliary operating budgets. We separate it like that because the operating budget of the university encompasses all those activities that are supported by the fees, the tuition, and the appropriation from the state. But the auxiliary operating budgets are the ones that reflect the operations of entities within the university that are essentially self-supporting. An example would be housing. Where they really have to make sure that their income and their revenue and their expenses balance every year so they cannot afford to go into a deficit. So we have a number of auxiliaries at the institution, but we have the operating budget also. So when you put those two together, we have a total budget of about $150 million. That's fairly average for an institution our size. So it's not uncommon to see this kind of breakdown. We actually got a 4% increase in state appropriations for fiscal year 2017. That amounts to about $1.9 million for the university.
Well, Dr. Vargas, thanks for stopping by and talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Dr. Vargas and I also talked about some capital projects coming to the campus, the importance of students learning how to conduct research, and more. All that and more at krcu.org.